Hey, Jonathan Baylor here, and in this section, you are going to see the one thing that study after study has shown will not only improve your odds of losing weight, but will also dramatically increase the likelihood that you keep it off for good. And you're also going to discover how a simple 3-minute daily ritual can help you love yourself more. And that's really great because it turns out that's the master key to easily making better choices for your health. And the best part is that neither one of these almost miraculous weight loss methods involve cutting anything out of your diet, and they definitely don't involve pills, potions, or wild exercise programs. Instead, both of the amazing tools you are going to learn about work so well because they're based on the power of a loving community and the simple but potent act of being grateful. In fact, they work together almost magically to positively shape your best future. All right, enough teasing. If you're curious, let's dive right in. First, let's talk about why the right kind of support group is without a doubt one of the most powerful tools you can use to support lasting weight loss. A study from the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that social support is important to achieve beneficial changes in risk factors for disease such as overweight and obesity. And then another study published in the International Journal of Medicine showed that online support groups specifically were especially effective at allowing participants to reach their goal weight and maintain it longer than those who did not have the benefit of support. Besides increasing the overall level of participants' weight loss, the studies also found 3 other key areas where online support communities provided tangible benefits for their members. First, online support groups offer encouragement and motivation that is nearly impossible to find outside of a structured program. Individuals reported that being part of a family-like online community is a great way to receive encouragement and motivation to stick with changes that could be hard to stick to when you're feeling alone. And then the support of like-minded individuals also allowed members to recover from mistakes and overcome barriers more easily. And also, while you may not love technology all the time, I bet that you'd agree that being able to get loving support and help anytime and anywhere, rather than just once a week after spending an hour in the car driving to the meeting, is a really big benefit of being part of a loving online community. For me at least, a group that says, hey, we're here to support you, but only from 4 to 6 on Tuesdays if you can get here and also find childcare, isn't something many of us can count on when we need it, let's just say. Now, that second key that the study explored was that sharing experiences was critical in many members finding success. Members who discuss and share common goals and struggles and experiences, they all found it easier to stick with their plans. Consistent sharing with other members leads to not feeling alone and feeling like they're part of something bigger and more meaningful, and it also helped with accountability. Individuals often actually described a feeling of belonging to a team or being with family. Lastly, the study showed that community members report that social support helped them to cope with the challenges of trying to lose weight and that their involvement directly helped them to lose extra weight. Now, before we go too far, we really have to be careful here for a second because there are some major pitfalls about getting support that you need to be aware of before you get started out there looking for online support communities. Because not all forms of support are created equal, and certain groups can have as many negatives as positives if you don't choose carefully. As one of my favorite authors, the late Stephen Covey said, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said that even a gang of criminals, they have shared values and they support each other. The issue is that their values are harmful and support only furthers that harm. You don't just need support. You need the right form of support. In fact, if you've tried support groups in the past and they didn't really support you, it's not because the idea of support groups are bad or because you're bad. It's very likely because the support group you tried wasn't right for you. The good news is that will never happen again, as you are about to discover how to pick the perfect form of support to meet your unique needs and challenges. Because see, there is so much emotion about weight loss, and for good reason, and not to mention wildly inaccurate and obsolete information that sometimes support can turn into a debate or a shame session or simply a counterproductive and scientifically wrong lecture. We must make sure that you have access to a support system that is available for you whenever and wherever you need it. Super important. And also a group that is curated by a loving, caring, scientifically accurate, and professionally trained coaching staff. They're there to keep the communication positive, to keep disagreements to a minimum, no drama, and to prevent any shaming. And they want to make sure that all the advice in there is rooted in proven modern science versus fads or personal anecdotes. A professionally moderated and scientifically modern group is also going to protect you from poisonous personality types that can bring the entire community down. These include complainers who focus on the negative and try to bring everyone else down with them, as well as people who pretend to be perfect. You want to make sure that everyone shares the same mission and are following the same guidelines. In other words, you don't want to be in a group where every conversation is like, hey, my diet can beat up your diet, right? One diet is better than the other. It's most helpful to have all members and the moderators on the same page. And that page, I'm really hoping, is based on genuine love and proven science. And those are two terms that you may not have previously heard put in the same sentence. But as you continue to go sane, you're gonna see it all over the place. We are all about, we're about nothing but genuine love combined with proven science here. So anyway, please understand that the only way to enjoy this type of saner support is in a group that has at least an online component. Because what good is it for you if it's not there for you whenever and wherever you need it? And that it's also selective with who joins. That is why your social networks and even your family may not work for what we're discussing here. You don't have much control over who is in these groups. So you will often need to find a new group that ensures that you are only ever exposed to genuine love and proven science. Also, please be wary of those calorie counting and pounds lost focused groups. The point of an effective group is not to compete or show off. Remember, process versus results goals. And remember, progress versus perfection. Your ideal support system is about motivation and accountability and encouragement to reach your personal process goals, not to feel bad because you aren't as good as someone else or because a better member lost a half pound more than you last week. That's insane. It's counterproductive. Please protect yourself against it at all costs. If you take nothing else away from this, if someone who says they are supporting you asks you to weigh in front of other people or is part of an institution that used to make people do this, please immediately leave. Shame isn't support. And the opposite, I mean, it's the opposite of support. It's insane and you deserve better. All right, I bet you can see how being part of the right kind of loving support group can help you get lasting results. And you've also seen what it takes to get the right kind of group and what makes that group so effective. And also a few types of groups to avoid. With that, maybe you see why some previous groups didn't help you. Now, the issue isn't you. It's also not with the idea of support groups. It's with the shame-based groups you may have been exposed to in the past. Here's now how to get rid of all that and enjoy all the benefits of proper support moving forward. First, as you may have heard in high school and college, get involved. In a large study, researchers looked at about over 5,000 people who participated in an online support program for at least 6 months. The researchers found that the most significant factor that increased a participant's weight loss was a person's level of engagement within the online group. In fact, after 6 months, individuals who were the most deeply involved lost more than twice as much weight than those who were the least involved in the online support group. That is a dramatic increase in weight loss, and the only difference was the level of love and support they got and gave in a sane online support group. No starvation, no endless hours in the gym. They literally loved their way to weight loss. So the moral of the story is pretty simple. If you are serious about losing weight long term, I highly recommend you immediately get serious about finding a program with a strong online community of genuinely loving and scientifically qualified members and coaches. Of course, here at Sane, we offer one of the most active and passionate online communities in the world, and you can learn more about it in our free masterclass. But let's not forget to cover the second most important way to get the most out of your support group, and that is to participate openly and honestly. You will get the most benefit out of the group by allowing yourself to open up and be truthful about your hopes and fears, as well as your success and setbacks. You never have to pretend to be perfect. You just need to show up and share openly. And last but not least, when it comes to support groups or anything in life, remember that one of the best ways to learn anything is to and to supercharge the results that you're going to get is to teach and help others. If you want to enrich your life and get better results, be sure to continuously and generously help other members in the community. Not only does helping others make you feel great, it also allows you to really solidify the commitment to change in your own mind and to manifest those changes in your life. So hopefully with this, you're seeing that there is a lot of goodness to you available here. So your next step is simple. Put this info into action in the right online support group for you. How do you do this? Well, let's look back on our previous sections to help to separate effective online support groups from ineffective online groups. First, does the group encourage perfection, aka strict adherence to specific counts or plans or points or lists or methods or blah, or are they just there to help you make continuous, simple, sustainable, and enjoyable progress? Second, do they focus on some fictional far-off goal, or do they help you take simple next actions needed to keep you headed in the right direction? Third, do they make you feel like you are the problem when things get off track, or do they help you love your way to weight loss? Fourth, do they focus on what not to do, or do they help you focus on what to do to help you make saner substitutions rather than to white knuckle your way through deprivation? Fifth, do they reward and celebrate individuals' short-term results or long-term gradual progress in helping others? And last one, this is a big one, right? I mean, look at our Sane support group. I'm obviously biased, but number one goal is that every member treats every other member with love and respect. Everyone in the group is there to create happier, healthier lives, so be sure that you and everyone else are supportive and leave any negativity at the door. As I mentioned before, when you visit most wellness communities, you'll see that they often become debate groups or bragging groups, not support groups. Help to keep spirits high by leaving debates at the door. Nobody should ever feel the need to defend themselves in a support group designed to support them. I know that sounds obvious, but I bet you found or hopefully might find, depending on where you look for support, that it is extremely uncommon. And I want to make sure that you do enjoy long-term success this time, all right? So now that you know how powerful online support groups can be to lose weight, let's move on to the second part of the almost magical weight loss equation we covered earlier and talk about why gratitude is so important to practice every day, even if it feels hard to feel grateful that day. Every single day, we gotta put an effort into it because the research shows why gratitude is so important to express, and it's astonishing, especially how it relates to your overall health. In fact, two psychologists, Robert Edmonds of the University of California, Davis, and Dr. Michael McCullough of the University of Miami have done much of the research on gratitude. In one study, they asked participants to write a few sentences each week. One group wrote about things they were grateful for that had occurred during that week. A second group wrote about daily irritations or things that displeased them. And then the third group wrote about events which had really no effect on them, no emphasis on being good or bad or positive or negative. After 10 weeks, those who wrote about gratitude were more optimistic and felt better about their lives. But even better, they had also exercised more and had fewer visits to the doctor than those who focused on sources of aggravation. Some other facts you might be surprised when it comes to becoming grateful. Grateful people have been shown to have 10% fewer stress-related illnesses, are more physically fit, have 12% lower blood pressure, they even have stronger relationships, they are better liked by others and have stronger community ties, they even make more money, up to 20% more per hour, and their incomes are roughly 7% higher than the average. And this last one, it's my favorite, being grateful can add up to 7 years to your life. With all those benefits, let me ask you, have you been grateful or thankful today? If so, that's great. And if not, it's all good because we're going to turn your gratitude up to a 10 with today's worksheet. Now that you know why gratitude is so important, let's print out that worksheet and really look for some areas of your life that you can be thankful for now. Talking about gratitude is great, but writing down and feeling grateful is the best way for it to have an impact on your life and your health and your happiness. So if you haven't already, go ahead and pause this and print out the worksheet. And remember, feel free to pause this anytime you need to if you need some time to really think about what and who you're grateful for. And one more tip before we begin, please don't be afraid of being grateful for the little things in life. Small pebbles of gratitude can quickly turn into large castles of happiness and joy. Keep that in mind. All right, anyway, to start, let's tie this back to the critical elements of support and community and pick 5 people you are grateful for right now. This could be family, friends, or maybe someone you haven't seen in a while or a past relative. Heck, it can even be someone you don't know personally, such as a favorite author or a musician. Personally, in addition to my family and friends, and of course the Sane family, I am grateful for a lot of authors as I love to read. So please pick 5 people that you just want to thank for being who they are. 5 people that you want to thank for being who they are. Got it? And write them down and draw a little smiley face next to them. Seriously. All right, next. This one is really important. Go ahead and write down 5 positive things you like about your health and body. This can be as simple as, I am grateful for my 2020 vision. Or more specific, such as, I love how my eyes light up when I smile. Think about all the aspects of your health and body, not just what the glossy magazines and daytime TV tell you to focus on. You'll notice that both of the examples I gave involve your eyes, or what some people call the window to your soul. You're here to express things more related to what your soul says rather than what the scale says. So get those 5 gratitudes written down, as this question can be a really, really potent way to start feeling great about yourself and your body. Remember, only by loving who you are can you become who you want to be. Loving and caring always beat out shame and guilt. Next, I want you to write down 5 things you have done in the last week that made you proud of yourself. This can be anything from the smallest gesture of kindness to a stranger, such as holding the door for someone, or something that you did to show love for yourself, such as taking a 10-minute walk to enjoy the sun. Go ahead and write those down now, no matter how big or how small. Again, pause this if you need a second. All right, got it? Great. Now, this one might be a little easier. I want you to write down the best part of your day so far. Maybe it was that hot cup of coffee or tea you started your day with, or that cute little bird you saw outside of your window, or even opening up your heart and mind for this exercise. This isn't about the 5 right answers. It's about simply writing down any 5 answers. For some people, writing out what they're thankful for is second nature and comes easily, and for others, it can feel like a struggle. No matter where you are with your gratitude skills, I want you to promise yourself that you will create a simple new 3-minute habit of writing at least 3 things that you are grateful for every day in your same journal. And please remember, these don't need to be big things. Here are some helpful prompts if you need something to kick off the creative juices. What have you done to take care of yourself today? Was there a beautiful part of nature that you saw today? What put a smile on your face today? All right, how did that feel? Do you feel at least a little bit lighter, a little bit more joy flowing through your body? Excellent. Now, your final homework is to go out and find a support group that will help you reach your goals wherever you are and whenever you need help. I'm, of course, biased, but the Sane One offers the most loving, caring, and evidence-based and effective online groups I've ever seen within our Ignite program. And of course, you can learn all about it and even more about Sane Eating during our free masterclass that you can attend anytime that's convenient for you. This is the same content that we offer in our live half-day seminars. And together on that, we're even going to start your own personalized Sane Eating plan. Plus, you get to use our patented online calculator, which shows you exactly when you can reach your goal weight by eating sane. Anyway, it's pretty exciting stuff, but I'm digressing. The point is that I deeply hope that you will give yourself permission to enjoy the genuinely loving and scientifically accurate support that you deserve and that is proven to help you reach your goals. And when it comes to gratitude, I am so grateful that you have shared your time with me here and to a more sane approach to eating, thinking, and living. You have truly committed yourself to success and given more smart effort than 99% of people who want to change their lives but never take action. So please, pat yourself on the back and do something nice for yourself as a reward. You really do deserve it. You are taking the road less traveled and it will make all the difference. Thank you. I am grateful for you and I look forward to seeing you again soon.